I'm the, you know, don't try to look like you're the CEO of the Piss and Moan Club, you know? There's two members of the board, and really, there's like 1 and 1 equals 3 aspects of equations of trying to associate with people and making like a cop the other day. Perfect example. This fear of uniformed people. Don't have it. They can't fathom it. I love it. I can show you by action the way they are. But they change up on me too sometimes when I'm hanging out with other cronies who are like, not that. But this cop arrested somebody that was with me. I was playing. Were you there that night when the guy got arrested behind me?
No.
When I was playing with Fred, Officer Ma comes up. There's an open container of 211 right behind me. It was mine. I lied. But see, at least I know there's some truth and lies to be able to tell you that. But I don't want to go to fucking jail. I got a warrant. I would have to go to jail maybe till the summer 16th on probation. And this guy, he's got no clue. I gave him a campsite. He blew it. He has a loose cannon logic.
It happened to me when I was homeless. People with some...
They don't care about anybody but themselves.
It only takes one person to dirty the nest, and then it ruins it for everyone.
Right. Okay. And so, these cops that I'm talking about are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have given me grace enough to see that they see me as a human being because I see them as such.
Mm-hmm.
I do not block warmth towards them and compassion towards their life because of a uniform that
wears. You don't stereotype the situation.
I just can't. It's just not my way. I do the opposite of stereotyping. What if I'm wrong kind of shit? It's all easy. Anyway, but he told this guy, he threw him in the van, drove him off to find out what, you know, that was what he was doing. He said, you're going to jail. And that's blah, blah, blah. Left the stuff up behind. I had to go hide in the bushes and shit. And he drove him off. And I don't know how they came around the conversation, but he said, he's a Korean, I think. He goes, so you look like you know Michael and stuff like that. And he goes, yeah, we have a working relationship. I heard those words from him. Even right now, I emotionally get choked up behind
him.
It's a dynamic truth. Mm-hmm. To have a working, not as worked or unworkable or any of those other verb tenses and conjugations, is someone to say something like that and wear a uniform, he fucking meant it, man. He wouldn't say that to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be construed as, he's a snitch. No,
of course. Someone
fucking accuse me of
being a snitch. Some will try to do that.
Well, I'll bring them to me, the head on the fucking platter, like John the Baptist, like to do the Catholic.
Okay, will do.
But you understand how wonderful that felt to hear.
Yes,
and they come up to me on a regular basis. They I'm approachable. I've got a warning.
One warning.
Yeah.
And I got.
You wanted to know what you said, things you said to me that.
Okay. Right. In conference, so not the meander. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I approached that table. I didn't notice you there. I talked to the older guy. What's his name again? Duncan? And he said, we have really good prices on the books and stuff. And I said, well, I know. I'm pretty poor, though. I can't afford anything right now. The energy to be around the energy.
Okay.
And then to open the door to my talking about gay rights and homelessness and stuff like that. And you said, hey, well, you said something, I don't know exactly what you said. Hey, I like you. Came up and you started talking to me, put your arm around me, talk like that. You reached out.
That's cool that you say that. I like that. Yeah. I'm accused of being too friendly.
No, you're not.
I don't think I am.
You have heart. You have spirit. That's great.
I love a refill.
Refill?
Yeah. Refill? No refill.
You all in?
Yeah. You got a great attitude. Can I tell you that? You know it. You know I got hired.
Well, you have an interesting clientele. You have a good attitude to survive it. Between the college people, the street people, the burnout, the yuppies, everything.
You guys.
You had a good upbringing.
So, you were very kind and very gracious.
But that's, you know something? Maybe not as kind as I could be because it's such a reflex on my part that I don't realize it. I don't see that in me as readily as someone in your situation.
Yeah, but you
I like that. The fact that you tell me, though, see, now I've changed my mind. See, I'm one of these dipshits. The most revolutionary thing you can do is change your mind. Nice one, isn't it? I didn't make that up. Either Jerry Rubin or Abby Hoffman made that one up. And what I'm trying to say is, in my life, learning to take a compliment for what it is with no subterfuge intentions to it is something I'm still working on, but not much. I think I've almost graduated.
It's a male thing.
Well, women are the same way. When you tell them they're beautiful, you want my pants. Come on, you know?
That's
take
probably motivation for I have to say these things to you.
See, that's cynical now. Now, say to her.
You guessed my ulterior motive now.
No, it can't be that. The pretend conversion would be like, make a scene with a matinee and kind of stuff, you know.
What happened with you? Now, what happened with your girlfriend? She managed to, did you get in touch with her? Or you, what? You were bummed out because she didn't show up.
Beebs.
Beebs, as you call it. Okay.
Isn't that a nice name?
It's cute.
It's endearing, isn't it? She didn't. I think something's going on.
As if something could have happened that's a little bit more serious. She isn't necessarily, she may not.
Serious to my heart. I think what it is she's involved with another man. And I'm an obvious to her.
Because I thought maybe some family crisis happened that day, but since she hasn't still had
family crisis, when they hear that I talk to her, I'm the black sheep. I don't know if I can be open with you, can I? Yes.
No.
Why not? You're just, you're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kidding.
But, simplistically, the other thing about me is, I was trying to fucking choose words instead of just letting them fall out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at that now. I didn't used to be. I don't remember. But she accused me of getting her hooked on crap. I don't, that's not within my realm of experience.
Mm-hmm.
To conspire. She says, you're trying to get her hooked to a welfare mother with a kid.
Okay. Well, get see, money. If she wants to get you out of her life, she can make up any excuse to get you angry enough to leave out. So you don't know whether she really thinks that or not.
No, it's an ambiguity, isn't it? And so, I know she must be convinced in some shard form of that why would I live on Ocean Beach on the great highway in the bushes in line with her bedroom window 5 blocks away on 44th Avenue?
You stalker, you.
She accused me of that once. She did. Yeah. Wow.
You don't have a roof over your head, so she calls you a stalker. Great. You wouldn't be near her, so you're within...
This is when she'd show up at the methadone. You know where the methadone clinic is on 7th and Townsend?
No, but now I do.
It's like in this alley, horrible alley with a sewer thing leaking and stuff. There's a coffee shop on one corner. There's a Carl's Jr. and a McDonald's, and there's fountains right there. So okay. I bet you know the area pretty good there.
Well, I know someone who's a methadone clinic patient who's decided to stalk me whenever he sees me. He stopped it in the last 2 years, but we used to be friends.
Not in a good way. You mean in a sinister sort of way, stalking you?
Yes, he just decided he didn't like my gay rights stuff that I would recite on the streets with the fagabond. And he's gay himself, right?
He has a stigma thing.
Through a friend of his, 5 years, probably 6 years ago, I helped store some records so they wouldn't get lost. He successfully sued the police department, got $40,000, and then he spent it all within a few years and was out in the streets. So he thanked me for the favor. Suddenly one day, he decides he has a wild hair in his ass to target me. So he says,
wow.
Homophobia can happen anywhere. It happens from gay people, too.
It's not. Thanks, Angel. Thank you very much.
Don't go on my check.
Okay.
Do you want more french fries?
No, thank you.
Okay.
More anything else?
Yeah, I've got I want you to get a raise.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. We need more good positive attitude.
That's for sure.
When how did you find this out? What was the catalyst? First of all, what was the catalyst? Just get the ducks in a row again.
I was out on the corner of Casablanca with the Fagabal, reciting my poems. It's very close. There's a lot of controversy. Some people love it. Other people threaten me. So I carry pepper spray. And he decided that I was hot.
Do you have it on you right now?
No, I don't.
I'm just curious, because I just to sideline real quickly here, I thought about getting some for myself, because the neighborhood I do the recording at is not a savory neighborhood. It's really bad.
I have, what I did was I took a whole little style-bound cookbook that I got secondhand store, and printed out my little poems, and copied and pasted, cut them out and pasted them to the little cookbook. Then I painted the cover all black and put pink triangle tape, then put silver letters, Faggot Bible.
That's cute.
It is.
It's endearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you took that risk. See, that here's something I haven't told you yet, and it's not a compliment, it's a reaffirmation, it's a positive reinforcement, is that you have a backbone, you have fiber, spirit to you, courage, bravery.
I had a Marine write me a letter, say, boy, you should have a Marine. Write me a letter. When I addressed the Marines in Somalia, the military in Somalia,
wow.
My lover had just died, or I won't get into this.